Brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Absa Cup quarterfinals are on this weekend. Four thrilling matches with one goal to win it all. Zesco United takes on Konkola Blades and Nkana FC versus Kansanshi Dynamos in a fierce showdown at Arthur Davies Stadium, kicking off at 12:30 hours and 15 hours. The heat continues on Sunday with the Red Arrows versus the Green Eagles and Power Dynamos versus Kawe Warriors in a battle to win at Nkoloma Stadium, kicking off at 12:30 hours and 15 hours. Who will move on to the semis? Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket. VIP 150 kwacha, Grandstand 100 kwacha, and Open Wing 20 kwacha. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. CDF study reveals widespread perception of corruption and inefficiency. Secretary to the Cabinet says Zambia is on track to boost agriculture sector amidst climate change. Zelensky claims 155 Chinese are fighting for Russia in Ukraine. To present the news, I'm Lucibello Gondway. A study conducted by BBC Media Action on the Constituency Development Fund CDF corruption perception has revealed that participation in CDF activities is largely driven by personal gain. According to the findings disseminated in Lusaka this morning, 57% of respondents applied for loans and 54% for bursaries, while only 14% were involved in decision-making processes such as project selection. The report also highlights low participation in community projects designed to promote broader development, suggesting limited public interest in collective initiatives. Focusing on Lusaka, Chongwe, Kawe, Katete, Kitwe and Mazabuka, the study found that 76% of 592 respondents believe corruption exists within the CDF process, with key perceived barriers to fair access, including favoritism at 68%, political bias at 64%, and delays in response at 69%. Perceptions of corruption were reported to be highest at local governance level, with councillors at 52%, ward development committees at 49%, CDF committee members at 41%, local authorities at 38%, and members of parliament at 25% identified as the main actors involved. The study suggests that these perceptions may be influenced by unsuccessful applications, with many believing local officials play a significant role in how funds are distributed. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa says Zambia is on track in implementing policies that will improve the agriculture sector and strengthen Zambia's food system amidst climate change. Speaking during the official opening of the Africa Union New Partnership for Africa's Development, NEPAD, for Permanent Secretaries of Agriculture Leadership Dialogue in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Kangwa says the gathering marks a pivotal moment in the continental agenda to transform Africa's agri-food systems. He has emphasized that the meeting calls for dialogue with key stakeholders as partners and participants, with a focus on creating impacts that support economic and social development, food and nutrition security, as well as environmental sustainability in the face of climate change impacts. Mr. Kangwa says as the host of the meeting, Zambia takes immense pride in facilitating this dialogue, recognizing that the shared future is dependent on collaboration, innovation, and unwavering leadership beyond Zambia's borders. He has assured that Zambia is already transforming the policy and legal framework to align with the Kampala Declaration by implementing the Multisectoral Committee of Permanent Secretaries on Food and Nutrition under the leadership of the Secretary to the Cabinet.
Let me say that the outcomes of the past, the old cadets, rather than any review, reminds us that adequate implementation capacity and fragmented coordination remain key factors. Yet, in these challenges lie opportunities to adapt and adopt transformative tools like the food system guidelines. The opportunities also lie in sharing best practices and forging partnerships that amplify the Africa we want.
Meanwhile, NEPA Chief Executive Officer Nardos Bekele-Thomas has emphasized that Africa must invest not only in technologies and inputs, but also in systems that anticipate shocks, economic or geopolitical, to grow the agriculture sector.
We have seen countries take ownership to national agriculture investment plans. We have witnessed new partnerships emerge, youth led innovation flourish, and regional value chains take the state has also been clear-eyed. The 2003 cadet biennial meeting reminds us that our pace is quicker. We have not yet met our manageable target. Over 250 million of our brothers and sisters remain food insecure. Climate inequality and continue to weigh down.
The Zambia Airports Corporation Limited has strongly denied persistent allegations of corruption and misconduct in the awarding of cleaning service tenders at the country's major international airports. Acting Managing Director Zephaniah Sholobela has categorically refuted the claims made by the president of the Cleaning Association of Zambia, which have been circulating on social media following a recent interview. Mr. Sholobela says the allegations are entirely baseless and without merit, as the tender process was conducted in a transparent and competitive manner in full compliance with the Zambia Public Procurement Authority ZPPA regulations. He has emphasized that the Zambia Airports Corporation Limited maintains the highest standards of corporate governance, with the Board of Directors providing strategic oversight to ensure all procurement activities align with established policies, procedures, and applicable laws. He further dismissed attempts to associate these issues with the departure of the former managing director, Ngoza Kasunga Matakala, as entirely speculative and misleading.
Zambia Airports Corporation Limited categorically refutes the persistent allegations made by the president of the Cleaning Association of Zambia in a recent interview circulating on social media. The claims of misconduct and corruption in the awarding of cleaning services tenders at Kenneth Kaunda, Simon Mwasakapwepwe, and Hailemana Nkumba International Airports are entirely baseless and without merit. As previously outlined in our press release dated 23rd January 2025, the tender process was conducted in a transparent and competitive manner, fully compliant with Zambia Public Procurement Authority regulations.
Ndola District Commissioner Joseph Piri has warned public service workers taking advantage of funds allocated to various development projects to desist from such, as they will face punitive actions. Mr. Piri says it is very disheartening to see huge sums of money being misused, with some projects left uncompleted. He says while government is striving to take development to all parts of the country, some individuals are failing to appreciate these efforts and instead use the funds for personal gain. He points out that government increased the Constituency Development Fund (CDF) allocation so that people can have a fair share from public resources. Mr. Piri has emphasized that the district, working together with the provincial administration, will not hesitate to deal with individuals frustrating efforts being made by government to take development to all parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. as a government will not let that person go scot-free. And those that will be found wanting, I think punitive measures, of course, will be taken, will be meted upon that particular person, because the president means well. The